Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Colossae, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In these verses, St. Paul makes a direct connection between the word of Christ dwelling in us richly and the sort of songs that we sing. And he also makes another connection. We don't want to have the word of Christ dwelling in our hearts and minds only for our own personal benefit or spiritual growth. We also want to have the word of Christ in us, and we should make a point of singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs for the benefit of other people, so that through us they can be built up in the Christian faith, and if need be, corrected in their faith, if part of it ceases to be Christian. But why does Paul make this connection? And what exactly is a spiritual song? Well, you've all heard the phrase, you are what you eat. This saying isn't only true of our physical health, it's also true of our spiritual health. When it comes to your faith, it will be what you feed it. And that includes the sort of songs that enter into your mind when you read them, and then re-enter your mind when you hear yourself singing them. This is why it's such an important thing for us to sing songs for ourselves and for other people that are explicitly and unabashedly true. We need the truth. Jesus tells us this in John chapter 8. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Without the truth of the word of Christ, and without the faith and the forgiveness of sins that God the Holy Spirit gives to us through the word of Christ, we are not of Christ. He is not in us, nor are we in him. Instead, we are on our own. We don't come into this world preloaded with the word of Christ in the same way that computers come preloaded with software. Instead, as a result of our sins, we come into this world and then we live only with the word of condemnation and death. And this word, naturally, dwells very richly in our bodies and consciences. It tells us over and over again that we have sinned, and that because we have sinned, we are going to die. Now, it is true that apart from Christ, someone may feel that there is a God out there somewhere to whom we should give thanks, since gratitude is an attribute of the natural knowledge of God. But apart from Christ, we cannot know God as he wants us to know him, his loving Father. Without the word of Christ, our sins make us God's sworn enemies, whom he cannot love, but whom he can only allow to stay in the hellish holes which we have dug for ourselves with our sins. Only Christ is able to change this. He can do so because of what he has already done in history by offering his innocent suffering and death on the cross to God as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And now that Christ has risen from the dead and he has ascended to the right hand of God the Father, only he is able to come and find us in our respective pits of spiritual death. Only Christ is able to, through his word, make us wise for salvation, filling our hearts and minds with words of thankfulness towards God instead of words and thoughts of fear and uncertainty. And Christ doesn't come to you and put his word into your heart and then take off. When Christ's word is in you, then Christ is in you, living in you, constantly giving you his peace, which brings us back to the whole question of what exactly is a genuinely spiritual song. Now, maybe you noticed that I just asked what a genuinely spiritual song is, because there are plenty of songs that are sort of vaguely spiritual. You've probably heard someone tell you that they are religious, that they're not religious, but that they are spiritual. I've heard someone tell me this too. But for the life of me, I've never been able to wrap my mind around exactly what this means, especially when spoken in a Christian sense. Maybe that's just because I was fortunate enough to be raised in a church in which it is clearly taught that the only form of genuine, beneficial spirituality which can be found is in the Christian church. You can't have a genuine, fruitful relationship with Jesus apart from his church. As the now sainted pastor and professor Kurt Marquardt once said, we can't tell Jesus that he is our best friend and that we love him, but that we also think his wife is fat and ugly. You are connected to Jesus because through faith, he has brought you into the church that bears his name. And you are nourished and kept in that faith when you are filled and then refilled with the word of Christ, around which God gathers his church. And that is what a genuinely spiritual song is. It's not a song that is meant to make you feel spiritual in what it says, or that it says something over and over again in a way to build your emotions up into a soft, happy foam. Songs that are genuinely spiritual, i.e. Christian, are ones in which we thank God for what he has done. We sing his praises, and in doing so, we actually learn to value those things for which we are thanking God. Songs that do not thank God, but which instead cause us to do a lot more asking than thanking, well, those songs can very easily lead us to become less appreciative for the unique work of Christ. God is not a resource or some sort of divine vending machine whom we hit up for blessings. He is our almighty, all-knowing Father who knows what is best and gives us what we need instead of only what we always want. And this is why Paul encourages us in these verses to use sanctified judgment in the sort of songs that we choose to use in our worship services. They should be genuinely Christian, because we who sing them and hear them, well, we need to be genuinely Christian. God wants us to be nourished by his word, and he also wants us to nourish each other by his word and to thank and praise him in what we say and sing clearly and specifically. This is because we have not been offered a vague salvation with unsure present and eternal benefits. We have been offered the full and free forgiveness of our sins through faith in the divine and human Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. With Christ on our side, and with Christ living in our hearts through his word, the forces of sin and evil can't harm us. We will remain in this life as God's children until he takes us to be with him in the life to come. Amen. For our prayer this morning, we'll be remembering especially Daniel Berespad, who is the cousin of a current student, Shanna Berespad. And let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to you today on behalf of your child, Daniel. According to your good and gracious will, and with your gift of modern medical knowledge, see that he is brought back to full health and many years of service in your kingdom. Build him, his family, and all of us in the knowledge of your son's resurrection, which is our hope at all times of hope and joy, fear and sadness. Through him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.